Hey guys, welcome back to the Emerald Archer, a DC Comics Green Arrow fan podcast. My name's Ed.
And I'm Nick.
This is a spoiler show, so the stories we talk about in a little bit of detail. If you haven't read it, you might be spoiled, but I don't think we're too worried about that in this particular episode because everything came out in 1959.
Yes, so if this podcast is going to spoil comics from the 50s, you have a lot of catching up to do.
Those are even older than I am.
Yes.
So, I mean,
those are older than I am, surprisingly, too.
Well, no, not really surprisingly. No.
No.
Okay. So, all right, we've got three books lined up today. None of them are the current Green Arrow, so that's why we're not worried about spoiling, but we go ahead and throw it out there so everybody knows.
In case you say we didn't warn you.
We've got Adventure Comics, the 1938 volume, issues 257 and 258, and the return of World's Finest Comics, the 1941 volume, issue 100.
We have missed World's Finest.
Yeah, it's been two or three shows since we did a World's Finest, so we kind of got off track and got behind on the World's Finest, and we started doing the new one, which kind of... Yeah, so
we just messed up. So we finally got our World's Finest back, and it's 100. So it's a nice even number to start back up again.
Oddly enough, yeah, it's funny how that turned out that way. All right, so the first book, Adventure Comics 257, the February 1959 issue. We're looking at the second story in the book. It's entitled "The Arrows That Failed."
Bum, bum, bum.
Not really sure who scripted this. Nobody really seems to know. But the pencils and the inks are by Lee Elias. So, I think that probably means that our Kirby days are over.
Jack and Ross.
Ross, yeah.
Ross.
Yeah. So I guess they have.
It's a shame.
Moved on to other things at DC. Yeah, they still might be at DC. This might be about the time that he moved over to Marvel, because he started doing maybe not. He started doing Fantastic Four, but I think that was in like 61 or something like that. So
I'll research.
They might still be around DC, maybe doing the Forever People or something like that.
Right, right.
All right, so the story opens, and the splash, we'll call it a panel, because actually it's only half the page. We've got Green Arrow and Speedy firing arrows at a car, and the arrows, you can tell by the tracks, head towards the car and then turn straight up and never hit the car. Green Arrow and Speedy are both very surprised by this turn of events.
Flabbergasted.
All right, so in the story itself, we open in a chemical laboratory somewhere, and we see a stooge, I guess you could call him.
Nice word.
Talking to his boss, who is holding two big flasks of steaming chemicals. And the boss is telling the group there, his crew, that they're not going to have to worry about Green Arrow or Speedy, because he's stolen a chemical formula from a lab, and tomorrow he'll show him what it does. We see on the paper here in the panel that the city is to honor famous archers Green Arrow and Speedy in ticker tape parade, probably is what it says. So that's what the festivities are, the celebration. So the next day, we go and there's a big crowd gathered, and Speedy and Green Arrow are speaking to the crowd and doing all their crowd stuff, acknowledging and shaking hands and kissing babies and signing autographs and all those things famous people do. Well, while they're doing that, you see a couple hands that are pouring test tube vials worth of some kind of liquid in each of the quivers, Speedy's and Green Arrow's quiver.
Right.
They never know. They never realize, because they're busy doing all this public relations kind
Fanfare.
Of stuff. Then later on, they get home and they change back to their civilian garb, but no sooner do they do that than they're called out. They see the big Green Arrow outside indicating the need for Green Arrow and Speedy, and they come rushing up on the town assaying office, where some bad guys are trying to steal some precious minerals,
which can only be assumed to be diamonds, rubies, sapphires, emeralds,
probably. Yeah,
and they're stealing halite. I learned that this week.
Halite salt.
Yes. I did a no-no apparently in the hygiene world.
Or quartz,
No,
so
halite salt.
halite. Okay, I'll ask later.
What the no-no?
Oh, would you do lick it
Yeah,
to see if it was
she
salty?
said don't lick it, so I licked it, and then she says you don't know where this has been, so I wiped it off and I stuck it in my mouth to spite her, like the whole thing.
Oh, that's just
Does
gross.
that make me unsanitary?
Yes.
Okay, then I'm
You
unsanitary.
probably have like the herps now or
And
something.
like everybody was sitting there announcing, "No, I'm not gonna touch it. He put it in his mouth." I'm just like, "Shut up!" She said not to put it in your mouth, and I'm gonna get in trouble if you keep screaming it.
Well, see, that's what happens when you do that.
I know. Can rely on my friends. Woohoo!
So, Green Arrow and Speedy see the car here. They're going to try to stop the bad guys who have stolen the minerals, and they fire a couple arrows. And we see, sure enough, the arrows head dead true towards the car. And then, right before they get to the car, they just curve and go straight up into the air, leaving Speedy and Green Arrow kind of wondering what's going on. But then they realize, well, we've got to stop these arrows, you know, now that are flying around wildly before something happens to them. So they fire a couple arrow lines and pull the arrows that they fired, which happened to be smoke arrows.
Oh, I'll bring this up later
Yeah,
because
smoke arrows.
it'll give it away. No, something. Yeah, go ahead.
And they pull them into them, and you know, they inspect the arrows and look over them, and they realize, well, you know, nothing outwardly looks wrong with these arrows. Not really sure what happened. Maybe that was just a one-off kind of thing, you know, we won't worry about it.
Now.
So the next evening they're out and they respond to a burglary at a furrier. Swinging in to stop the bad guys, they take a couple siren arrows out because they're going to attach the siren arrows to the car, and then that way the car can be followed because of the noise anywhere. It'll basically tell the police where the car is. They just follow the sound of the siren. But those arrows also head true towards the car, but then right before they hit the car, they curve up into the air. The bad guys are starting to realize that whatever they're doing is working because they're starting to talk a little bit of trash. Once again, Green Arrow and Speedy are baffled, but you know, they kind of put that aside because now they have to do something about these siren arrows, because what they'll do is they'll lead police on a wild goose chase if they're following these siren arrows that aren't going anywhere.
Just shooting all over the city.
So they take a couple bazooka arrows and fire them at the siren arrows and blow
Manly.
up everything.
Manly.
So now they're a little bit more perplexed, Green Arrow and Speedy are. You know, this has happened two attempted apprehensions in a row here. So, you know, now they're thinking something's going on. We cut to the bad guys' hideout, and the crew there is talking to the boss. You know, wow, that's really been working, whatever you did. Hey, by the way, what did you do? And the boss explains that he has two beakers full of liquids, one that contains negative ions and one that contains positive ions, and like a magnet, same charges repel each other, opposite charges attract each other. So what they did is they coated the arrows that Green Arrow and Speedy use with one of the liquids, whichever
Yeah.
charge, it doesn't matter.
What does it say, negative? I'm pretty sure it does.
Well, they use negative as the example, but
Oh, yeah, you're
it
right. It
doesn't
doesn't
say.
really matter. It's positive and positive, or negative and negative.
And so, whichever fluid they doused Green Arrow and Speedy's arrows with, they also doused their car with. So let's say they're both positive ions. So now, as the arrows approach the car, the positive and the positive will repel the arrows.
Right.
Would repel the car, but it's too heavy, so
Right.
it's going to repel the arrows. So, okay, now we know what's going on. It's kind of a magnetic kind of thing, but not with magnets.
Right, with ions.
The next night, pouring rain, the robbers are now knocking over a bank. And as, you know, has happened, Green Arrow and Speedy appear on scene. They pull out their trusty bows, but they find out that in the rain, they forgot recently to treat their bowstrings with a waterproofing wax, and so now the bowstrings are soaked, and so they're useless. They're going to have to use some other idea, some other contraption, to try to apprehend these guys. So they make a makeshift arrow, makeshift bow and arrow with a one-way arrow sign, And it looks like an inner tube
Yeah, inner tube from their tire, their spare tire.
from their spare tire, I guess they're in their car.
The aero car.
And they shoot the one-way arrow sign arrow, and it hits the money bag and rips the money bag out of the hands of the bad guy.
Which is the second time they've used signs as arrows.
Yes.
They did use a detour arrow, but it was in their quiver.
Right. Yeah, it made the
Detour sign,
yeah.
and it like stuck and it had the lights, but
So now
yeah.
so they with their makeshift bow, they foiled the robbery, but the robbers got away, but they did keep the money. So now the next night, 4 nights in a row, these guys are trying stuff,
Crime
man. You
spree.
think they would lay low for a night or two, but they
Yeah.
just keep after it.
You get like a case full of diamonds and you should be good for, a couple
Dude.
decades.
So the bad guys now are at a jewelry store trying to rob it. Green Arrow and Speedy show up in the aeroplane. They fire a oven arrow at the car, which this one does strike, and it heats up the car and makes it too hot for the
Very hot.
guys, so the bad guys run out. Although it doesn't melt the car.
That's a
It
new one, though.
just makes it heat up. Oh, the oven
Yeah, I
arrow?
think that's a
Yeah.
pretty cool arrow.
Yeah, I haven't I don't remember seeing it. So they must do this. We don't see until the next panel, but the police must also be on scene at this time, because all the guys run out of their car, but the police are there to grab them.
Right.
And as happens between good guys and bad guys, somebody has to explain the plan,
Yes,
has to explain what happened.
it's not just understood how they figured it
No.
out. This was my plan, this is how we executed it, and this is why you're going to prison.
Usually, though, it's the bad guys
Yes.
that capture the good guys and tell them their plan. And but in this case, Green Arrow is telling the bad guys how he foiled their plan.
Right.
He's telling them what happened. So he's saying, "Well, we realized when we used the makeshift arrow and it worked that it wasn't us. Our skills were still good."
They got skills.
So they took their bows and arrows to the police crime lab, let them test on them, and they found out that there was some kind of chemical on everything that they traced back to being a compound that was stolen from a state lab. Then they did a little bit of research and saw that the lab was working on chemical qualities of attraction and repellent, that whole positive
Right.
negative ion thing, and they put it together. Well, then this must be the compounds that they stole. Using these things, we could, repel our arrows and everything. They finally
Yes.
put it together, and they don't say what they did, but I guess what they did is they got different arrows.
They what? Oh, they
Got
got different arrows? Oh,
got new
yeah.
arrows or something, because they didn't say, well, we treated it to neutralize it,
Right.
or they didn't say what they did,
No.
just that they found out what was
Made new
happening.
arrows. So
So
I just have two problems with this, and I didn't think about it until we just now started talking about it.
okay.
All their arrows are covered in this same ion as whatever the car is.
Right.
I'll use positive just so
Okay.
we can stay okay. If they shoot their arrows like they do simultaneously, like they always do, if they're right next to each other, they should already be repelling each other apart.
They should be, unless they're far enough apart, side by side.
Okay, that is a good one, but here's another one that you shouldn't be able to argue. When their siren arrows, I think that was the one, were up in the sky, they took the bazooka arrows
Right.
and they shot them.
Right.
As soon as they got up there, they should have just shot in a different angle because they shouldn't have hit because they were
The bazooka
both.
arrows should have repelled.
Yeah.
Yes, you're right. How about this? How did all those arrows stay in the same quiver without
They
repelling
should have
each other?
like pushed each other
Yeah,
out
they've
of
been
the
like
quiver
pushing
and
apart.
the sides and up.
They would have felt or something,
Yeah, some kind
or
of
arrows
tension
would
on
have
their
been like
bag.
popping out,
Right,
or
just randomly you got like this dry ice arrow shooting out of your
yeah,
quiver or something.
something. That's what occurred to me is like, well, how did they keep them all packed in that
Right.
quiver without them pushing each other
Yeah.
away? So, and the answer to that and the bazooka arrow question is, I have no idea. We'd have to ask Mr. Unknown, whoever scripted it, how he would have thought about getting around that.
Right.
So.
Yeah, and I looked up the whole Jack Kirby art styles. The fourth world,
Yeah.
Okay, he did that 1970 to 1973 for DC.
Oh, so that's a lot later.
So
Okay, so
I don't know what was going on there
he's
with.
probably just doing something else. And here, pretty soon though, he goes to Marvel, but then by the sounds of it, he goes back to DC, which I know he
Yeah.
did. I just didn't know the exact years. But like, I know that he's drawing the Fantastic Four, I think in 1961 when they first come out. So here before too long, he's going to be leaving DC and going to Marvel.
That's not good.
So,
I know, I think
well,
it
it
actually says
depends.
this
If you're a
too.
Fantastic Four fan,
Then you need to leave this podcast.
that's really good news. Well, no, you can like different things.
We don't talk about Richard or whatever his name is, Reed here.
Reed Richards.
Yeah.
I like Thor.
You're crazy.
That's Marvel. That's, you know.
Dost thou verily enjoy an advanced blonde Swiss guy from another planet?
Yes, and as a matter of fact, if anybody listening to the Green Arrow podcast does like Thor, there is the Mighty Thor cast out there that's covering the adventures of Marvel's Thor from the beginning.
Subliminal message, subliminal message,
Just thought
subliminal
I would throw
message,
that
subliminal
out.
message,
So,
subliminal.
okay, the next book we've got on tap here is Adventure Comics, the 1938 volume, issue 258. That is the March 1959 issue. We're looking at the second story entitled The Arrow Platoon, and it was apparently scripted by Frantz Herren, again with pencils and inks by Lee Elias.
Okay, so first of all, I'm gonna point it out here. Superboy is in this Adventure Comics with the Green Arrow. We didn't really read what happened because it wasn't supposedly accurate to the story behind Green Arrow. But I can already see one issue. He looks more like Roy because his hair is red and not blonde.
Yeah, he looks like Speedy, only in green.
Right. And plus, he's kind of, for lack of a better word, trashy because he's wearing a Robin Hood outfit. And those of you who listened to our last podcast would know that he originated his outfit from shrubbery and
Yes.
greenery from his island, Starfish Island. Was that it?
Yes.
Starfish Island.
And basically, the kind of problem that we ran into is that that story tells about how Superboy encouraged Oliver, as a very young boy, to learn how to use a Green Arrow and how to do all that stuff. You know, dressing up at that time like Robin Hood would be no big deal because they would
Right.
have seen movies or
Yeah.
whatever. But, and then in this story that we just read, this Green Arrow in the same Adventure Comic issue, they refer to that story, but those two stories don't mesh with the origin as we know it, as far as Ollie being trapped on Starfish Island and learning how to use a bow and all that stuff. So, because of that, we're going to stick with that origin and not really talk about this Superboy story. Plus, we don't really want to go getting out into like all the appearances of Green Arrow and stuff, because
That would just throw us
that
off.
would be all kinds of material to cover. We're trying to keep it fairly narrowed down. But for those of you that may be completists, this issue, 258 of Adventure Comics, has a Superboy story leading off that talks about a young Green Arrow, and then the Green Arrow story we're going to talk about references a young Green Arrow's meeting Superboy.
Right.
So.
So, yeah, okay. On to the actual Green Arrow story.
Let's see, I'm sorry. Which is the third story,
Okay.
and or no, I said,
Did you?
I told everybody, didn't I? No,
No.
it's the second story, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And it is entitled The Arrow Platoon
Yes.
is the name of this one.
Okay. So, I'm assuming back in the day, they would assume that when you bought a comic, you would read the whole thing, and that in our case, we usually just read the Green Arrow stories in them. Green Arrow again mentions in the splash page how years ago Superboy showed him how to get a bullseye. There we go. I was going to say a target. That wasn't right. Okay. The splash page is Green Arrow and Speedy. I don't like that word. I'm gonna come up with a new word for that.
Speedy.
No, splash page.
How about splash panel? Because it's only like half the page.
Okay, splash panel. It works. Green Arrow and Speedy
Teaser
standing.
panel?
Teaser panel?
Because it kind of teases what the
That
story
sounds like a
is.
nudie magazine.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a different podcast.
I'll just.
Not one that I do. It's
I
just a
hope
different. I'm
not.
sure there's one
You
out there
guys.
about that.
Probably. Okay. The splash panel is Green Arrow and Speedy standing behind four soldiers that are using bows and arrows instead of rifles. That's the only difference. And at first I got thrown off. I'm like, is this Oliver Queen's son in the
Oh.
military outfit? Because it has only his helmet up with the blonde
Blonde
hair.
hair, yeah.
So I'm like, is this Green Arrow number two?
And it looks like that what Green Arrow and Speedy are doing are like instructing these soldiers on how to use bows and
Training
arrows.
them, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Skipping to the story, it shows Oliver and Roy in their special penthouse apartment saying that they have to go, or Green Arrow is saying, or, I'm sorry, Oliver is saying that they need to go out on a mission. And Roy says, why? I haven't seen any signal. So Green Arrow is talking about how this is a special mission. And it's about battling Bowman. No, that's him. Them. Does he really say? New arrows to test. There we go.
Yeah, they have new arrows to test, and so they need a large,
Open,
unpopulated area.
yeah.
So they're going out to the desert where
Right.
there's nobody to worry about getting hurt.
So they take the aeroplane out to the desert, but unfortunately, a sandstorm happens, and a whole bunch of sand gets into the fine parts of the aeroplane's engine and messes it up, so they have to crash land in the sand. When they get out of the aeroplane, they meet up with the four soldiers that we saw on the splash panel, saying that they're in the same situation as them. They're in the middle of the desert, and their jeep got caught in some quicksand, and they don't know how to defend themselves against some escaped convicts that they were going after in the jeep when the jeep sank into the sand. Which I don't know why soldiers would be chasing convicts, but.
Maybe the like army base is really close, and the local police asked them for help because
Yeah.
the bad guys they knew were headed in the desert towards wherever the army base is,
Right.
and so they just asked, "Hey, can you have some guys run out and look and see if they see anybody or
Okay.
something?"
So they lost their guns in their jeep, but they still need to catch these convicts. So, Green Arrow and Speedy happen to have some extra bows and quivers, which I would expect them. Well, no, I would expect them to have them. So, what if you're in the middle of combat and you're pulling arrow after arrow after arrow, and then you put too much pressure in the middle and your bow snaps? I mean, what do? You reach into your aeroplane and you get another
I was going to
bow.
say, you run all the way back to the aeroplane and get a new bow?
But that's as opposed to running back. Hold on, criminals. Let me get my aeroplane and go to my arrow cave, make a new bow, and I'll be back.
Four bows, too.
Four bows and
Four.
four quivers.
Full of arrows.
Yeah.
Dang, that's. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Those boys are ready.
Yeah. So he gives the soldiers something to defend themselves with, which is just bows and arrows. And the soldiers are complaining, but we don't know how to use bows and arrows. So this is when you take the or one of the best archers in the world, and you get them to, or you get him to train the soldiers on how to use arrows. So they pull some targets out of God knows where.
The aeroplane, right along with the quivers and the bows, you know, they
Yes,
got spare targets.
I guess if they ever want to practice on the go, but
Well,
okay.
no, they were going out to target practice anyways. I'm sorry, because they were going to test the new
Right,
arrows.
but I don't think the new arrows would be in the quivers anyway.
Maybe that's why they have all this equipment, because they were just going to be doing a lot of testing, and so they brought these extra bows in case, like you said, their other bows broke.
Thank you.
And they just have all these arrows because those are the arrows they were going to test.
Right.
So, okay, now that kind of makes sense why they have all this equipment. Okay. That'll
So
work.
they're sitting there testing their arrows, and you know the soldiers are average for whoever you put a bow and arrow in someone's hand. And Green Arrow says, wait, guys. I got this. And he pulls out his bow and arrow and he shoots a desert fowl for dinner.
Yeah, some kind of bird.
It's just kind of like a desert duck.
So everybody can eat.
Yes. And the Green Arrow says, all right, Private, Kovacs, which they all said their name, but it wasn't relevant. Shoot your arrow up there to that cactus and bring it down, and then we would have water. So he does that, and I'm assuming he pulls it down, even though it doesn't show him pulling it down. And they said they'll make a camp at a ghost town that they saw on the way there. It skips to a different part of the desert where it shows the convicts meeting up with some more
Yeah,
convicts,
well, I guess
other
like the
men,
rest of their
yeah, their
gang,
gang.
like the whole thing was planned, and they said, "Hey, well, help us escape, and then we'll meet you here at this spot."
Yes. So they meet up there and they go to the ghost town before Green Arrow and Speedy and the gang, the Arrow Platoon, I'll just call them Arrow Platoon, dressed as Indians so they don't get caught for the ensuing bank robberies. I
Well,
think that was a
also,
good
you
word.
don't want to run around looking like convicts.
No,
So, and I
because they got the
guess
convict outfits on.
you want to maybe blend in. And so they're saying that if we dress like Indians, it'll blend in with
Yes,
whoever we see around
some
here.
excuse.
So.
Okay, so they dress up as Indians with the face paint and everything because they swiped it from a reservation.
Okay.
Poor Indians. The Arrow Platoon shows up. They eat, and you can't see it, but they eat dinner. I hope you can feel those air quotes, because if not, I just told you that they were air quotes. And they try four arrows, the platoon does. Boxing glove, balloon, net, and ring. Okay. They just kind of shoot it into the distance. They don't really say what they're shooting it at. So, yeah. They shoot it past one of the buildings, and the Indians, actual convicts dressed as Indians, on the inside, see them and know that people are here. So they get on their horses, and they run out to attack the people with arrows. And of course, the Arrow Platoon doesn't know any better and assumes that they're real Indians coming to attack them. They're on their property or something. And one of the soldiers makes a statement that everybody's probably been thinking, but nobody said anything. We're soldiers using bows and arrows, and they're Indians using rifles because they're actually convicts. So, yeah. Long story short, the Arrow Platoon wins for a little while and gets a couple of the convicts, and then you got like the head honcho Indians, I don't know what you want to call them, up in a window shooting a rifle, yeah, shooting a rifle at them. And you have the grunt convicts, which I'm assuming everybody knows what grunt is. You don't really care if you get beat up or not, you just send them
Probably.
out there. Okay. You got the grunt convicts running away because they got beat so bad, and the Arrow Platoon shooting tumbleweed arrows to stir up some dust so they can ambush them better and take them out. But one of the head honcho Indians in the building says, "Well, you need to take out those soldiers. They're getting rid of all of our men." So the guy with the gun aims up, gets ready to shoot. Actually, both of them do. Aim up, get ready to shoot, and then the Arrow Platoon shoots and hits arrow on the wooden part of the rifles and knocks it out of their hand, so they can't shoot. They realize that they'll just explode them with some grenades that they're gonna lob out the window, and the Arrow Platoon knocks them out as they're running away once they've dropped the grenades with the boomerang arrow and the boxing glove arrow. They see that the grenades are coming out the window, and they're not going to be having any of that, so they take acetylene arrows. The grenades are welded to the arrows, conveniently without exploding. And because the arrows have enough momentum, they send the welded grenades on the arrows back up into. It kind of looks over the building, close to the building at least, exploding. Scaring the Indians, making it possible for the Arrow Platoon to subdue the convict Indians.
The end.
With no explanation, like as in the other book.
Well, they capture him, so. There we go. That's, I guess, for heroes, that's all the explanation you need is that they got the bad guys. So far, I haven't really noticed a big, what I would call like a really glaring difference in the art or in the feel, really, of these two stories from the previous stuff we've done, considering the artists and writers are different. It just seems like more just good-natured kind of almost goofiness as far as the writing. Not
Right.
anything drastic, I don't think. At least not to me.
Hosty. Hokey.
Just kind of campy.
Plus, we don't have any super powered villains yet, like in the newer issues.
Yeah, no, nothing like that.
We just kind of got mobs and gangs.
Yeah, pretty much it.
So.
All right, the third final book that we've got today is World's Finest, the 1941 volume, issue 100. We're looking at the third story. This is the March 1959 issue of World's Finest. Story is entitled Case of the Green Error Clown, scripted by Ed Harran with pencils and inks by Lee Elias. So in this one we have our splash panel that shows Green Arrow and Speedy in the error car. And the error car is just this beat up, jalopy, thrown together looking thing, and they're
Garbage.
chasing some crooks that are in a regular car up in front of them, and remarking that just that they'll never catch them in this car. The story itself opens with Green Arrow and Speedy catapulting up on top of a building to apprehend their latest bad guy that they're chasing. Using a couple hoop arrows that as they fly through the air, the air friction causes them to curl around. They make a complete circle and they land over top two pairs of the guys, kind of pinning them together, kind of like tying them together, but just with one ring. After that, after they've turned over the crooks, they head out, I guess. I don't know exactly why, but they come upon a circus that indicates it features the amazing Green Error Clown. And Green Arrow says, "Hey, you want to go here to blow off some steam?" And Speedy says, "Sure." And look, they've got a Green Error Clown. I bet that's a takeoff on you. So they park the Green Arrow car and change into their street clothes, Oliver Queen and Roy Harper. They go and check out this Green Arrow, and he's a big, goofy dressed, goofy masked
Sloppy.
looking dude, and he looks like a clown, just kind of dressed as Green Arrow. And he goes through several signature things that the Green Arrow does. He has a rope ladder that breaks as he tries to climb it. He has a boomerang arrow that returns on him and turns into a punching glove, boxing glove, and punches him in the face. And then in the midst of this, Roy and
Oliver.
Oliver hear that somebody crying for help, that the gate receipts have been stolen. So they decide, well, since we're here, as Green Arrow and Speedy, we should probably go and see what we can do. We see that the people that have stolen the gate receipts are dressed up in animal costumes, a lion, a fox, and a bear, it looks like. And as they're running away, they run across the Arrow car, and they think, wow, Green Arrow and Speedy are here. We don't see him. Let's go ahead and take a second and trash the car here so it doesn't run. Don't really know what they do to it. I guess it doesn't matter. But when Green Arrow and Speedy get there, sure enough, the car doesn't run. And as they're looking around trying to figure out, well, the bad guys are getting away. What are we going to do? They see the error car. And they ask the error clown about it. And he says, well, we park it out here so people can see it and we give them rides and everything after the show. And they say, well, we need to borrow it. And so they hop in it and take off after the bad guys, basically showing the splash panel that we saw of the error car being driven by Speedy and Green Arrow chasing after the bad guys. So they
Rats.
realize that driving, they're not really going to be able to catch the bad guy's car. So they decide to see what else they can do. And Green Arrow activates the catapult. And it catapults them out of the car, but rather than using like compressed air or hydraulics or something like that, it uses a water cannon. and shoots them up into the air. They don't say anything about it, but I bet they're kind of upset now that they're soaking wet.
Yeah.
So they get up to a high spot where they have a better vantage of the bad guys, and they decide to try to hit them with a couple flare arrows stick to the car, and again the police will know what car it is because of the bright flares on it. But they realize that there's something wrong because they fire the flare arrows and they turn into two big clown heads. However, the two big floating clown heads cause the bad guys to wreck their car, hit a street pole, street sign pole,
Street sign pole.
and yeah,
I'm sorry, that was just a just continue.
that's
Continue.
all right. I'm here for your amusement.
It's working.
So now Green Arrow and Speedy close in on the bad guys who are now on foot, and they shoot a couple more arrows at them, and out of the arrows come big, goofy, scary faces that catch the bad guys off guard and kind of cause them to be taken aback, not really scaring them or anything, but just surprise them. And then slowed up, Green Arrow and Speedy take a couple rope arrows and fire them at the bad guys, but the ropes wrap around the ankles of Green Arrow and Speedy and kind of drag them towards the bad guys, and they finally crash into the bad guys, knocking everybody over, kind of like the old bowling ball bowling pin shtick kind of thing. Then
Stick.
shtick, yeah, this is carnivals and clowns, and it's a shtick, man. Yeah, so
You have a
they.
colorful vocabulary.
Well, thank you.
Street light pole.
You should hear that one in there talk.
Or did she come up with some crazy stuff?
Oh yeah, words I've never heard. I mean, they're words, but
Don't
I've
know.
never heard them. Yeah. So the Green Arrow and Speedy now let loose from these quivers an assortment of birds, rabbits, and monkeys
That is not humane.
who assault the bad guys. After the police come and get them, as they're climbing, well, no, they climb into the error car, Green Arrow and Speedy, and take it back to the circus. And when they get there, the error clown is there, and they thank him and everything. And he says, by the way, I'm sorry. I guess when I grabbed my arrows, I must have grabbed yours by mistake. And they're like,
It was dark. I didn't know.
they said, yeah, we can tell.
We understand. So, the monkeys and the birds, there was a lot of them.
Yes, there were, and they were all packed in those quivers.
There's no room. Were these the popular sea monkeys? They were
Nah,
from the
I
50s
don't think so. These
that
look like real
you
monkeys.
got in the mail and you just add water?
Sea monkeys were a kind of shrimp. Did you know that?
No.
That's all they were. It's just
They're just shrimp.
fairy shrimp, I think is what they're
I
called.
didn't
Yeah,
know that.
they're a kind of shrimp.
I thought they were like the little, you remember the little tablets that you used to put in water and then grow into animal sponges? Yeah, I thought it was like
No,
something like
these are
that.
real creatures there. I think they're called fairy shrimp. Yeah, you can.
Can you see them like with your eyes like?
They grow big enough to where you can see them. When we get done, you can Google sea monkeys and see what it tells you.
Okay, I'll do that.
I seem to recall that's what they were, fairy shrimp. So, okay, now it's a good thing that I said what I said after the first two, because this issue was stupid.
Crappy,
Nah, just stupid.
stupid.
It took the fun, golly gosh, a little bit too far.
Little Billy.
I just, you know, this was the kind of thing that you would have given to like a 9 or 10 year old to read.
A Happy Meal comic.
Yeah, basically. So yeah, I take that back. Mr. Heron, just
No. World's finest
this
kind
was a
of.
bad story. I didn't like this one.
World's Finest let me down a little bit on that one.
The art was the same.
It
The
was
art's okay. I don't mind
similar
the art.
exact.
So, all right, guys. So there's the three books that we were wanting to go over this episode. Next episode, we've got lined up Adventure Comics, the 38 volume, 1938 volume, issues 258-9 and 260, and World's Finest, the 1941 volume, issue 101. So those will be.
Where did you pull 59 earlier? You said 59 earlier.
We just covered 57 and 58.
That could explain my confusion on finding out when Jack Kirby was. I looked up the year
Oh,
1959.
that's what I mean. Yeah,
Oh.
we're in the year 1959, but we're also going to talk about issue 259 of Adventure Comics.
Okay. That's where. Okay.
So,
Yeah.
okay. We didn't. You got it straight there.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I
I
don't want to
wasn't.
confuse you or
It
anything.
was too much and I couldn't take it in.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
sorry.
Are you good now?
Yeah, I'm
Okay.
fine.
No feedback, which is kind of sad. We've got four or five different avenues. Somebody out there could leave us some
We enjoy
feedback.
your criticism. You
That
can.
would be cool. Or let us know. You know, do you like these stories? Do you think they're hokey? Do you send us an email comparing the new volume of Green Arrow, which we're covering, and actually this may change because probably by the time we do the next episode, the
The
new
next
issue
one
will
will be
be
out.
out. So.
Yeah. So don't hold us to that. Don't hold us to that starting lineup.
So yeah, send us some feedback,
We
guys,
have
and
many avenues. We have a Facebook page, The Emerald Archer on Facebook. You can circle us on Google Plus. Is it the Green Arrow Podcast?
The Emerald Archer
The Emerald Archer on Google
on
Plus,
Google
and
Plus, that's our newest avenue.
we update you on when the podcasts are online. And do you do the Comic Canoodle on that?
Yes, that's a list of comic book podcasts that I help maintain. So when I do updates, I'll put it on there.
You can email us at earth1emeraldarcher@gmail.com. That's all one word. And the number one, not the word.
Right. The website is comicbooknoise.com/emeraldarcher, all one word.
Right.
And if you guys do download from iTunes, which probably most of you do, it'd be pretty cool if you left us some feedback there. It'll help other people find the show.
And know what it's about. Reviews, you can comment on it. And
And also, I want to just drop a quick little plug here. There's a new podcast that just started called The Smallville Chronicles, a Superboy podcast. Since we talked about Superboy,
yes.
there's one that just started that's going to be covering all of the appearances of Superboy, starting with More Fun Comics. I believe it was issue 101 that was his first appearance.
That's a good number, 101.
So they're going to start covering Superboy. Just oddly enough, I don't know them. I have no connection to them, but I, in keeping the comic book podcast wiki up to date, I just ran across the show. So we talked about Superboy, and I thought I'd throw that out there. Speaking of the comic book podcast wiki, that's maintained by Mr. Derek Coward, the granddaddy of the comic book noise slash deliberate noise family. He does a lot of our tech work and loading the podcast and maintaining the websites from the backside and everything like that.
Right,
We
right.
definitely want to give him a thanks for all the work he does with that.
Thanks.
And I think, thanks. And I think with that, that's probably everything that we were wanting to go over. Anything else you want
The only thing I wanted to say was that if you don't have a Facebook or a Google Plus or iTunes, you can follow me on Twitter. I'll be posting when we do when we sit down to do the Green Emerald podcast, and hopefully
The Emerald Archer.
the what did I say? The Green
Green
Emerald,
Emerald. Yeah,
the Emerald Archer
the Green
podcast,
Green podcast.
the podcast. And hopefully Edward over here, because I can call you that because we're recording. Normally I wouldn't do that, but he will inform me when the podcast is up, and at that point I will tweet it to you.
Well, gee, Nick, how can they follow you on Twitter?
Well, you can go to Twitter and you can look me up. My name's Nick Moore, but my Twitter name is N1CKMOOR3. It's like Nick Moore, except a 1 instead of the I and a 3 instead of the E.
All one word.
All one word.
Well, there you go.
And we give you so many avenues for you to give us feedback. You can PM me on Twitter. You can direct a tweet toward me.
There you go.
I'll tweet you back. I'm giving you options here.
So that's 2, 4, 6, 8, like 27 ways to get in touch with us. So
Right.
There's no more excuses, guys. There's just about every avenue out there to do it if you want to do it. Now, if you don't want to do it, well, that's okay. It's no big deal. But we really would appreciate some feedback.
And if you do, we'll give you a cookie.
And yes.
Cookie, referring to computers,
Yeah, I
we'll
was
give you
going
a
to say
cookie.
by visiting probably Google Plus or Facebook,
Facebook,
you'll get a
you
cookie.
can get a cookie.
Yeah, even maybe if you go to Gmail, you'll get a cookie. I'm not sure.
Maybe. Gmail's not too good at cookies.
So we definitely thank you guys for listening. Thank you, folks, who this is your first episode. Hopefully, we didn't turn you off too bad, and you'll come back for next episode, episode 9. I think we're really starting to get going here with what we want to do and how we do it and everything. So
We're
we.
getting into a rhythm for the podcast pod, the
A
podcast, the
groove.
Green
Yes,
Arrow
okay.
podcast.
Everything is in a groove except your speech. There's a problem with that.
Just go.
So, all
Just
right.
end it.
We will talk to you guys next week. Thanks a lot.
Bye, guys.
This is a Teal production.